Welcome to Around Town with me, Rhonda Bellamy. From the relatively unknown to some of America's best loved movies, Wilmington film buffs have plenty of options this season. Curbside Cinema, a Friday night drive-in series in the parking lot of Keenan Auditorium, has announced 6 new movies. The 2021 series kicks off on January 22nd with Selma, based on the epic march from Selma to Montgomery, which led to the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Other Curbside Cinema films this season include Groundhog Day, Frozen 2, Grease, and Toy Story 4, with Raiders of the Lost Ark rounding out the series. Parking begins at 6 p.m., showtime is 7, tickets are $28 a carload. The series is presented by UNCW Office of the Arts, Kukaloris, The Star News, and WHQR Public Media. Tickets can be purchased at uncw.edu/arts. In other news, the Wilmington Jewish Film Festival has planned a pop-up screening of the film Alsie, based on the life and times of Alsie Perry. And to talk about that special screening is Communication Chair Pam Sender.
Alsie is the story of a remarkable athlete who captured the spirit of a nation, and he ultimately triumphed despite the odds. In the summer of 76, Alsie Perry was recruited by Maccabi Tel Aviv while playing basketball in Harlem. A year later, Perry took the Israeli basketball team to their first European championship, and he became Israel's biggest athletes. And the film dives into the ups and downs of his life, his conversion to Judaism, and becoming an Israeli citizen.
Where do I start my story?
When I was 13 and a half, gangs were all the way across. I only could stay two blocks, and no blocks there.
Basketball was his way out of the ghetto.
Alsie Perry was Michael Jordan, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, walled into one. He turns himself and his team into the kings of Europe.
Who directed Alsie?
Alsie is directed by Danny Menken, and the executive producer was Nancy Spielberg, Steven's sister. And we actually had Nancy here a few years back, live after another pop-up viewing of Who Will Write Our History. She, again, was the producer of that film.
If you're just tuning in to WHQR, we're talking with Pam Sender, Communications Chair for the Wilmington Jewish Film Festival. The festival enters its 8th year with a special pop-up screening of the documentary Alsie. How do you get tickets?
So the tickets are $10 per device, and they can be purchased through our website at www.wilmingtonjff.org. They will be available for a 24-hour time frame beginning Saturday evening, January 16th at 7 p.m. through Monday evening, January 18th at 7 p.m.
Alsie was set to screen at the Wilmington Jewish Film Festival last spring, but was postponed due to the pandemic.
We felt showing it on Martin Luther King weekend during basketball season would be perfect timing.
Do you have other plans for 2021?
We will be holding a spring festival. We are not quite sure whether it will be virtual, in the theater, typically Thalian Hall, or some type of hybrid event. But we have our dates, April 25th through May 5th.
Again, Pam Sender is with the Wilmington Jewish Film Festival. More information is available at wilmingtonjff.org. In other film festival news, the North Carolina Black Film Festival is finalizing plans for its 17th year. Dozens of shorts, documentaries, and features will be screened in late February. More on that festival in a future installment of Around Town with Rhonda Bellamy, a production of WHQR Public Media. I'm Rhonda Bellamy.